From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to our show.
Haven't seen you guys in a little bit.
I know.
It's been a while. For us, the way that we record these things. So, jumping right in.
Yes.
Let's jump.
This is called Bully, this episode. Yep. Bully.
On this week's episode, Jess deals with a classroom bully. Brianna. I don't know how we feel about Brianna just yet. Played by a young Joey King. You've got to be kidding me. Now, while she tries her best to change the tone of the room through song, Brianna's cutting words get to tender-hearted Jess. Y'all know she's sensitive. Now, in a moment of anger, Jess breaks Brianna's science fair project. Now, that's something you just don't do. You don't come for the kids like that. Now, when she comes clean to the entire school, Jess expects to get the hammer. Instead, she's welcome to a sorority of kid-hating teachers. Meanwhile, Nick finds Julia's gift of a cactus perplexing. His imagination runs away with him as he begins viewing the plant as a bad omen foretelling an impending breakup. Is Nick psychic? Or is the cactus psychic? Now, while he tries his best to take care of the cactus, every action destroys it a little bit more. That cactus was messed up, y'all. It was jacked up. Y'all saw it. It had bandages on all kinds of places. Now, panicked, he leaves Julia 7 increasingly erratic voicemails. I'm not going to lie to you. I've done it. Now, when she returns from China, Julia realizes she doesn't want to be in a relationship with Nick. And they break up. Over in Schmidt's room, Cece begins a torrid love affair that embarrasses her. She sneaks in and out of the loft like a damn spy. Makes Schmidt stay in her car while she's at a party like he's a little dog. She cracks the window for him like he's a little puppy. And finally, Cece admits that she doesn't like being shown off as a trophy and worries Schmidt wanted to tell people about their relationship simply to brag. But our man Schmidt has a confession too. He's head over heels for Cece. Y'all know what's coming next. He's so in awe of their being together that he wants to shout his love from the rooftops. She allows him to tell a waiter, and he stands on the table and he tells the whole damn restaurant. Now back to the show. Directed by Dan Attias. Is that how you...
Yes.
Attias?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's Dan Attias.
Dan Attias.
And you know, he had quite a pedigree, as I recall, that director. He directed like The Wire and stuff like that.
I mean, if you go to his Wikipedia, his list of... The list of shows that this man has directed is insane. There's Sopranos.
Impressive.
There's, you know, here's the funny thing about it, though.
Tell me. So many shows.
I'm talking shows from Miami Vice, the old school Miami Vice he's directed.
Yeah.
If you look at his Wikipedia, though, the one show that's not on the list of shows that he's directed.
New Girl?
Is New Girl. And
I think... It felt out of his... It felt like it was not his thing, maybe. Like, he's kind of a drama guy, right?
Yes, but he had done a ton of Always Sunny.
Oh, really?
So right at the top of the episode, right, it's Schmidt and Cece kind of, like, fall into frame. And then you get that, like, funny scene of her being disgusted but satisfied. And I remember going into my trailer that morning, and there was zero wardrobe set. There was just a robe. Zero wardrobe. And so I went and was like, must be a mistake. Where's my wardrobe? And it became a bit of an issue back and forth. Mm-hmm. And this was my first season on a show.
It was also a network show. Like, you can't have zero wardrobe. You have to at least
have... I didn't know those things. I was just, you know...
Yeah.
This whole show was a huge learning experience, I think, for all of us. For me in particular, I'd never done anything like this at all. And so I remember putting this robe on to come to set to talk, because there's literally no clothes. And I will never forget how incredible and wonderful Max Greenfield was in that moment.
Yes,
because he had a lot more experience than me. And he literally, because, you know, you have a bunch of our lovely crew on set, but mostly men. And Max used his like body to kind of like shield me.
Right.
And it was a very vulnerable, strange moment. And then I think other people got involved.
Yeah.
Because I was, of course, upset and didn't understand.
You're supposed to have, like, cover anyway. Like, you're supposed to, even if there's, you're supposed to, like, look like you're naked, they're supposed to have, like, nude underwear or something, you know.
Right. It just didn't even make any sense. And so it was interesting. I'd completely forgotten about it, to be honest with you. Then I watched that moment where all they used, of course, is just doing this fake, like, fall into the frame fully with like blankets over us and then getting our clothes on. But it helped me learn to get my voice. It helped me learn like where the boundaries were. And it helped me realize that the men on our show, the actors on our show, the male actors on our show were such incredible allies in those moments where you needed people to kind of like stand shoulder to shoulder with you as a brother and be like, no, that's not how we roll on this show. And if she's not comfortable, I'm not comfortable.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that either. I do remember it being a little tense on set during this episode, just for whatever reason. And I didn't remember exactly why. Just like there was like a big scene in the... remember, we were like in a gym or something for that science fair.
Yeah, for the science fair.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do remember there being like tension in general, but I just don't remember exactly why. But
I remember why I felt weird. I felt not weird.
Tell me.
I felt like, because again, this is my first time as well, first show. And I was just getting into the flow of how Liz likes, you know, like to do things with alts which is my favorite thing to do now is, you know, have people throw jokes out and just stay loose and you know, and I remember I remember being so nervous because of the ilk of Dan, because of his skill level. And I was just so nervous that when I say I don't think he likes me, it wasn't, it was just because I was so mixed up in my head. Like, he comes from such a strong background. Do I play it straight or do I do bits?
And he just didn't have the same like vibe as most of our directors, I would say.
Yeah.
Like his vibe was more like serious.
He's very serious guy.
Mm-hmm. And serious guy, yeah.
And I remember one moment I did a bit or something like that, and he walks up and he goes, yeah, let's try the script on this one. I laughed at it and went back to it. That was the only thing. I was like, I wonder if he hates me now. I wonder if he's like, this guy is not a good actor.
It is funny. Like, we all kind of learned on this learning curve in front of each other and then in front of this huge audience.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely moments I'm sure all of us had in later episodes, seasons, years where we knew how to stand up for ourselves, or we knew our characters better. We knew our relationships with Erin O'Malley and Liz and Brett and Dave and who we could go talk to. But yeah, we just started.
I think I was lucky. I mean, I wish you'd come to me because I would have totally helped with that, Hannah.
I mean, I know that now. And like, I knew that later on.
If you texted me, I would have, you know, been on.
Oh, I know that now.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
no.
Because I, yeah, well,
so old we are.
No, no. We did have texts. We did.
That's true. I did definitely learned about the strength of like the sisterhood in later seasons to be able to go to you and Liz and Erin, especially about something around like a girl thing, like not being comfortable with something. And it would just go away. You know what I mean? It was just something that was dealt with and handled with because we had such a female-led set, which was really wonderful. Yeah. All right, let's dive into this episode because this episode is actually great. Let's dive.
So, like, you and Schmidt, I mean, Cece and Schmidt are carrying on a clandestine affair behind the backs of
the apartment where everybody is.
In the apartment where everybody is. And I mean, Jess and Winston are so dumb that all Winston has to do is say there's a crescent moon outside and they look for long enough for Cece to sneak in.
Okay, here's my question, right? Because Jess comes in and says to Nick, right in the beginning, snap out of it. Then they're like, there's this crescent moon. And Jess and Winston run to the window and stand in like this profiled shot staring at the moon, which is this famous shot from Moonstruck. Where Nick Cage and Cher are looking at Cosmo's moon. And I'm like,
I've always
these...
been compared to a young Nick Cage. Thank you.
And I've always been compared to a middle Cher.
That's what they've been saying.
Oscar award winning Cher. And I go, are these just two like Moonstruck references? Because it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's the whole show is a Moonstruck reference.
Or am I just like seeking it out?
When it's not a reference to Moonstruck, it's a reference to mermaids, okay?
I text Brett and Dave today because I was like, in the episode Bully, it looks like two very clear Moonstruck references. And they were like, genuinely, Hannah, this was 1,000 years ago. Don't remember. But there's no way somebody walks up to somebody and goes, snap out of it in a comedy that is not a reference to Moonstruck. So
I really don't think you're correct.
When they stand in the profile shot, I'm going to post this. Okay, I'm going to post this in my stories.
Okay, but there had been a whole lot of movies that had profile shots looking at moons and then saying snap out of it. I just think there was a long film history before Moonstruck. And
Fun fact, Dan Attias directed Moonstruck. Unique.
No, no, that was Norman Jewison, Canadian hero. Okay, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to get Dave Finkel to contact the writer, Walpert, and to find this out because I am convinced.
I think it's by accident, but I love how well-versed you are with Moonstruck. That's awesome.
I see it everywhere, you guys. I see it everywhere.
Very adorable. And maybe it was, but I just feel like I'm going to bet my money on the other side on this.
Okay, one. Let's do a friendly wager.
$2. Friendly wager.
But it has to be $8.
Okay. Or could it be a $2 bill? Because I
yes,
have
a $2 bill.
I have one in my purse. Okay?
All right. Okay. Guys. I will take that bet.
$2 bill. All right.
See you next episode.
$2 bill.
Money.
Okay.
All right. So the other thing I loved about that moment in bed is that Max goes, boobies. And I am very immature with my sense of humor. And you can see me
you
laughing.
You are not.
And so
you are not.
I can be. And I was like, I'm like a teenage boy. And he said, and there, that means that there was not one single take wherein like I did not laugh because I'm clearly laughing in that moment. Like real me laughing. I couldn't hold it together.
I do have to say that Max had a lot of really great Schmidt moments in episode. Yeah.
Party with Havarti. One of my favorite.
When he sends the girl into Nick's room.
That was very good. Yeah. It was definitely like a shining Schmidt. And also I loved when you guys go to the restaurant at the end and he's telling everybody that he's sleeping with you, but you have driven out to some like random really far restaurant.
To make sure. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Theodore K. Mullins. Can we just talk about this moment where
This was the first Theodore
K. Mullins?
This is the debut of two Winston characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Theodore K. Mullins and Brown Lightning, right? So in this moment with Theodore K. Mullins, the first take I did it normally, and I thought, no, I need to do something else with this person, with this character,
and
change my voice somewhat. And I started channeling Russell Hornsby, the actor. And there are some times when he gets like real dramatic. His voice quivers in like the back of his throat sometimes. He's a phenomenal actor, and I was doing a Russell Hornsby impression. So for all the folks out there, I've been asked a bunch of times.
If you were wondering.
It's Russell Hornsby. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very cool tidbit.
Yeah. I feel like you see Max do a real laugh in that coverage too. Like not a Schmidt laugh. Yeah, like a real break when you do this, like, love on the down low. It was very funny.
I like when Nick's like, yeah, Theodore K. Mullins isn't my type. Or was that Nick or was that Schmidt? One of them
Schmidt. I think that was Schmidt.
That was Schmidt. Okay.
Yeah, what's really
one
funny
of them said
has
it
been,
and it was funny.
I've been watching so much Minx, Jake's show.
Yeah.
And I've taken a break from doing the rewatch episodes that when Jake entered clean shaven. And just
with a fresh, short haircut,
I was just like, oh my gosh, he looks so different. And I'm like, no, this is normal for a new girl. But it genuinely took me aback. I'm so used to seeing him.
Yeah.
I'm used to seeing him so minxy. It's very different.
Yes.
Can you talk to us, Zoe, because I was not there for any of these scenes, about this sad Sparrow song?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I wrote that song. I can't remember. I wrote one of the songs. I'm pretty sure it was the sad Sparrow song. I didn't write the lyrics. I wrote the music. And then the other one was written by Ludwig Göransson, our wonderful composer who also now is an Oscar-winning composer. Mm-hmm. And he and I pre-recorded those together. And it was fun. I know Liz really, I know she loved that. She said, I don't know. She had that song she like really liked that song.
I really liked that song.
For some reason.
It was very catchy. It would have gone viral in a,
you know what?
In a teasing video.
Hannah, you like that song. Give us a little bit of it.
I can't remember.
I don't remember it, to be honest. So it was so memorable that I forgot which one I wrote. I'm pretty sure it was the Sad Sparrow one. It feels more like me than the other one. Like my writing style, guys. So guys, Joey King, star of stage and screen, or I don't know, is she star of stage? Star of screens.
All the screens.
All the screens,
the big, the small, the medium, was a kid in this episode and a very scary bully.
Yes.
I'm actually very scared of mean kids.
They're truth tellers. That's how they get you.
You're probably scared because with mean kids, like if you are a grown up and someone's mean to you, you can be mean back or you can check them. If you can't you check can be a like, child.
Excuse me, act your age, not your shoe size.
Yeah, but you can snap their science fair project in
half.
Yes,
you can.
Yeah, you can. But so I love a 12-year-old that whose main burn was, are you barren?
Oh my goodness.
That also, anytime you see a mean child, and we've all encountered a few in our lives.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
later in life, I realize, you are just a mouthpiece for your parents.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've learned nothing about you as a little tiny person. This is completely taught.
I don't know, though, guys, because I have met totally not nice kids who have lovely parents.
Well, what I'm gathering, sometimes it's so my kid loves, she loves to scream randomly. She loves to just go.
Just a primal scream.
Well, your kid is only.
Yeah, she's almost two. She's a couple months
old. Yeah, she's still very small.
But I realized something. I said, man, no one in this house screams, right? And I thought, okay, where is she getting this from? And I co-parent, and I asked the mom, what's going on? She's like, I don't do that. And so I remember sitting down watching Vivo, right? And there's this one scene in Vivo, multiple times, but the little girl in the show just screams every time Vivo, and she will go, ah. And then every time she does that, my kid would do the exact same scream. And then I go, and I put two and two together. It's her favorite movie. She was getting a lot of that from this particular movie. And it hasn't left her. It's like, that's when it started.
Right.
And I pieced it together. That was it. So sometimes it's not the parents. It's
That's true. They're little friends.
Yeah.
The little shows.
Mm-hmm.
They're
the
also
imaginary people that live in the house. The ghosts.
They also get like more, they start trying to manipulate you to get what they want at a certain point, and then they do things that you don't like to kind of
exactly
and she probably can see you don't love that,
She's like, interesting, he hates like, this.
Let me do it again.
That's a win.
More of that. Fun fact also about Joey King in this episode.
Yes,
she was wearing a wig.
She had shaved her head for
Dark Knight.
Yeah,
she's the little girl in that film.
And, yes, I remember that.
I thought that when I heard that when we were filming this episode with Dark Knight, this movie has since become my favorite of the superhero movies. I thought, that's so cool. I worked with that person right there. It's my favorite, but yeah, that thought that was an interesting thing. I was like, why is this little girl why is she wearing a wig? Like, that's weird.
It was a very cute. I was coveting that hairstyle.
I mean, she's
the whole
adorable.
Time I watched the episode, I'm like, that's a very nice bob.
Yeah, it is very cute, and she is a very good actress.
Can we just talk about science fairs for a second? Did you guys ever enter into a science fair?
Oh yes, very much. Yes, I have, and didn't do a good job. I remember. I was like, what? I remember doing this 8th grade science fair, and I was like, none of this is, I was like, what's interesting to me? And I was like, makeup. I want to make makeup. And so I made makeup, but I didn't do a great job at it, guys.
I remember I did a science fair project. Classic. Are men smarter than women? Are women smarter than men? So I built like a maze out of styrofoam.
We know the answer to that.
We do. And I convinced my mom to let me go and to the pet store and get guinea pigs and mice and bunnies. This is true. And we kept them all in our bathroom. This is in Cyprus. Ended up finding homes for the bunnies and the guinea pigs, because after about 3 hours, my mom was like, this is what did I agree to? This is crazy. So we just had the mice. I had a little boy that was a brown one and a little girl that was a white one. And then we lost the little brown one. Oh, sorry. We lost the white one. I brought a big thing of talcum powder and tried to cover the brown one in talcum powder to make it white.
Oh, so you, that nobody you would cheated. Know.
That's exactly right. I tried to cover the fact that I...
Hannah, you tried to whitewash the brown.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a deeper issue of me growing up in the 80s as a little brown girl, okay? I understand the metaphor here. I get it, okay? I'm
and
covered
now
in
we
talcum
know
powder.
Talcum powder causes cancer, too. So you might have given that mouse cancer.
We were all covered in talcum powder as a baby. That's the thing that's pretty crazy. Well, on that really positive note of traumatic science fairs, we're going to throw it a break.
Mm-hmm.
See you on the other side.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to our show.
And we're black from break. If you're just tuning in.
You crack yourself up every single time.
I don't know why.
It's your favorite thing.
And we are black. All three of us.
Can we talk about Where's the Bear?
Where's the Bear?
Did you find it this episode?
Science Fair. In the Science Fair, there's a big stuffed bear.
There's a big stuff. Oh, is that obvious?
Right. Where's the bear? Where's the bear? You know what? It's not obvious because there's a lot going on in set deck for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a hunt. But there's a bear.
Ah, boom. We found it this episode.
We did not do anything.
We did a great job collectively as a unit finding the bear. And I'm really, really excited about that.
Yeah. Lamorne's excited.
You like the participation award, huh?
I do. Zoe.
Oh wait, I have a funny story to tell. Okay. Really quick. Oh wait, no, you go ahead and then
no,
I'll
No, mine's
you
was, go mine ahead. Wasn't
you go.
Much. No, I was just gonna ask you got something scrubbed from the internet and I was just curious like who to call. Like who's your character?
Oh, when I was on the
internet.
When I asked,
yeah.
I don't know. I was actually thinking the same thing. I was like, who am I on the phone with?
Yeah.
How do you get,
you know, a hacker.
How do you scrub yourself from the internet? Maybe I called Google? No, here's my story, you guys. I was shopping yesterday. I was at Sephora, and two middle school girls came up to me and asked me if I was a teacher at their school.
Get out.
And I was like, no, I'm not. And then I was like, well, that's the best compliment that they believed that I was anything other than actor.
What she really said was, you dumb bitch. Do teachers drive private planes?
Definitely not what you said.
Yeah, because I drive private planes.
To Sephora.
I'm a private plane driver. It's my job. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to comment on that. You're the only one that drives a private plane.
You just did.
Cars. I know you have all kinds of fancy cars that fly, okay?
No, not me. Not me at all. In this episode, Nick, there's a lot of relationshipy stuff happening, obviously. And, you know, Nick gets broken up with.
Yeah.
Everything was doing was going fine. And then sabotages himself with his own insecurities, and seeing those insecurities is what causes Julia to be like, yeah, I can't do this.
He pulls a Jon Favreau in Swingers. Do you remember that moment in Swingers where Jon Favreau keeps calling the girl who just gave him her number, and he keeps calling her and calling her and calling her until it's like he's completely ruined it. Great moment. And another person who does that very well is Mr. Jake Johnson. He does a great phone sabotage. You know that Julia had to leave the show because she was a guest star. And you know any guest star, like, there is going to be killed off. Not killed off, but, like, the relationship will get killed off at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because you know it's coming. And you know what's going to happen. And then you develop some sort of, you know, I'm not, you know, friends with her, but I thought that she's dope. She's cool.
And
then
she's really awesome.
Yeah. And then you go, oh, it's that episode. Oh, she has to leave now.
I know.
And it's one of those things about our show.
I was sad. I wish she could have been on longer.
Yeah. It's great. One of the things about the show, though, that I love as, like, a fan of our show is that it wasn't just Julia coming and saying, I'm breaking up with you, or I've moved on, because it's easy to make the guest star the villain so you can keep your heroes kind of protected. Mm-hmm. But we learned so much about Nick's character and how much he wants to try to be better and grow and is not comfortable with all the things he's not good at and he wants to fix those. You learned so much about him, and he was the reason that she ends up not being able to stay with him because he's not ready to be in a real relationship yet. Right. Mm-hmm. And you learn all of that through a cactus and how great Jake is, you know, in handling how they gave him that storyline.
He did try to put the cactus back together.
I know, it's all taped together.
In a symbolic turn.
I have a similar story that's, I'm not sure if I've ever told you guys this story. There was this lovely young actress that I was dating back in the day. I wouldn't say dating. It was more like we were talking, casually talking in a flirtatious way.
And, so dating. Okay.
You know, loosely. I would say loosely. And
loosely dating.
Loosely dating. And a friend of mine, I guess I don't know the rules of courtship. Sometimes if I'm in a relationship, it just kind of happened. You know what I mean? And organically.
Well, you have to fight for her in an organized night fight with swords.
It was going to come to that at one point. This was a weird situation because she was a foreigner, right? And she had a very cool foreigner energy. And I was like, man, how do I?
What are you in black?
I'm trying to say without being
specific. She's from a different country.
She's from a different country, and she's just very she was a foreigner and had a foreign, like, in a great way. I thought, man, this is super cool. She's super, like, free and, like, energetic in a way that I hadn't dated in that time. And and her view on the world was different. And so a friend of mine suggested that I bring her flowers, right? And I thought, that's stupid. I'm not doing that. And he was like, dude, I'm telling you, like, she's going back out of town. She's only in town for a little bit. And now it's going to be this long distance thing. Just get her, like, flowers before she goes. I call a flower shop. I go to a flower shop on my way to her place. All I had left was, like succulents. Succulents with these little weird daisies popping out of them. And I was like, I guess this is all I have, really. I guess I'll get her this, right? And I go to her place. And I bring it. I think it's just going to be her and I. And she's having like a party. Like there's 10 people in her apartment. And they all look at me like, this loser. I gave it to her. The rest of the party was awkward. The next day, she sends me a note, a text like, listen, I don't think it's going to work out.
Oh my God.
It's going to work out. I was so hurt. Like when I say hurt, like I still think about it every once in a while. Like, damn, that's succulent.
So do you know what happened, Lamorne? What just happened?
What?
She was Patrick Swayze, and you were Jennifer Grey, and you carried a watermelon.
Oh, I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
You don't know that reference?
I know it, but I don't know.
In Dirty Dancing, Jennifer Grey is really excited to go to like the sexy, cool Patrick Swayze, and she's got this watermelon. And then he opens the door and it's like a huge party and he's like looking super cool and sexy. And she's like, I carried a watermelon. And he's like, yeah, cool, man. And it's a very awkward moment. I get that. I get that weird moment where you're just like, I was trying to do the thing and my friend gave me advice. And so I've showed up to try to do the thing. And now I
and you're like
it worse. And you
sometimes
don't like me.
It works out because it's against your instinct. And, you know, sometimes it works out and then sometimes it doesn't. And then it really makes it hard because you went against your instinct by bringing her the flower or the cactus flower. That's always tough.
She wasn't Absolutely. Ready to be in a real relationship. The title of this episode is called Bully.
Bully.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a bully or been bullied?
Of course I have. Look at me.
Isn't that crazy? It's kind of a universal experience. Look I feel like everybody has been bullied
at some
point. I have the
face of somebody who has been bullied, guys. And personality.
All right, should we take a break before we wrap up this wonderful episode? And come back and play True American.
Yeah,
we'll come back and play True American. All right.
To play. Let's go.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to our show.
All right, we're back and we're ready to play True American.
True American.
Welcome to True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. This week, we're playing J. Edgar Hoover's Bullies. We'll try to match these famous quotes to the famous bully who said them. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I mean, I feel like this one's, the first one's obvious. Okay. Bully number one. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Huh. Think, McFly, think. I gotta have time to get them retyped. Do you realize what would happen if I handed my reports in your handwriting? I'll get fired. I'm sorry, I'm doing a very bad acting job. you wouldn't want that to happen, would ya? Would ya? Look, this is why I don't play bullies also, because I'm not good at it. This is from Back to the Future.
Yeah,
What's his name? Biff?
Biff?
Biff? Biff, right?
That is correct.
Shout out to Biff.
Yes, ding, 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 ding.
Fun fact, if you're out there, if you're living out there and your name is Biff, you are a asshole.
Just by your name.
Your name is you can't have Biff. You gotta
All right, bully
name.
Two.
Okay, do you want to read it?
Sure. Oh, this is Susan from Planned Parenthood. I have her test results. If you could have her give me a call as soon as she can, it's urgent. Thank you. The other example from that bully too is, I love her. She's like a Martian. And then the other one is, get in the car, losers. We're going shopping.
Is this like from Mean Girls, maybe?
It feels like Mean Girls, but that's
like
a stab in the dark.
Feels like Regina. What's her name? Regina something.
George.
Yes.
You got it right, guys.
Get out.
Thank you. Thank All you. Right. Felt like it. Another, she's a classic bully, but also sort of likable.
Yeah. Classic bully.
All right. Bully number, three. You want to go, Lamorne?
Listen, jerk. When I tell you to come, you better come. what's that face you made, Hannah?
Just so you read it so mean.
That's why he's a bully. That's what they said.
Well, you also read it like you were in a 1940s right. Like film
jerk.
Noir.
Listen, jerk. When I tell you to come, you better come. See, or what? You're gonna cry now? Come on, cry, baby, cry for me. Come on, cry.
Look, first of all, I just hear Crybaby and I'm like, it's Crybaby.
It's Crybaby.
It's Johnny
That's
Depp.
What I
Johnny
thought
Depp.
Too. Is that
the
from
bully
Crybaby?
And Crybaby? I don't remember the name of the bully. Yeah. I just remember
I'll give you guys the movie.
Oh.
It's A Christmas Story.
Oh.
I've just got Johnny Depp on the brain.
I don't remember
the I don't remember.
Farkas.
Scott Farkas? Oh my God, the names.
Well, you know what? I realize now your impression was kind of spot on.
Yeah,
you were channeling a clue, basically.
Yeah, I was channeling young Scott.
All right, bully four goes up.
Okay. I'll decide when he's had enough, man. The enemy deserves no mercy. Okay, and then also, okay, here's your first lesson, how to take a fall. Is this from an army movie?
Is it
That's
Karate
what it,
Kid or something?
Is it from Fight Club?
Ooh. Is it from an army movie?
Lamorne had it right.
It's Karate Kid.
Whoa. Oh, Karate Kid.
Yeah. No mercy.
Johnny
Lawrence. Yep. Man can't breathe.
All right.
He can't fight.
Hannah, okay. You want to take the last one?
Okay, there's two left. Here's number five. Y'all ready to bust some ass? Oh, my goodness. The first lick I'd like to dedicate to your mother. Fuck her.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh, okay.
What is this one?
I don't
God,
know,
I didn't get
but
that
this
one.
Is a very mean bully.
Yeah. Damn.
Played by Ben Affleck.
Oh. Oh, is it? Oh, it's from Dazed and Confused, right?
Correct.
Whoa. Yes. Oh my God. It's so funny.
All right.
He's
wrap
really
it up,
good
Lauren.
In that movie. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That movie was a star studded cast.
I love that movie. Okay.
With this money, I can get away from you. From you and your chickens and your pies and your kitchens and everything that smells of grease. I can get away from this shack with its cheap furniture. In this town and its dollar days and its women that wear uniforms and its men that wear overalls.
Ooh, this is interesting. The writing is like, this is like a Mammoth movie or something.
You think just because you made a little money, you can get a new hairdo and some expensive clothes and turn yourself into a lady? But you can't, because you'll never be anything but a common frump whose father lived over a grocery store and whose mother took in washing.
Huh. It's definitely... this is definitely like a mean husband, obviously.
Obviously, like, but being called a frump.
A frump.
Ooh, a frump. This is very.
You can call me a frump.
Yeah. What is this from?
I don't know. What is this frump?
This is from Mildred Pierce. It's not a husband. It's actually Mildred's daughter, Veda Pierce.
Oh.
So we're channeling the Joey King.
Yeah. I energy. Understand now. Yeah.
Real men don't speak this way.
May I say there's another great bully in Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
It's Parker Posey, and she's like, get on the floor, you freshman bitches.
Yes.
And then she was on New Girl, too.
Yeah.
She was on New Girl, first season of season two.
Yep.
This was really fun. Rewatch.
Very fun, you guys. Thank you. Can't wait for the next one. Every time I watch, it's so fun to get to live these episodes.
What we're going to do is do a little deep digging. I'm going to contact the writer of this episode.
Oh, Robert, the Moonstruck.
I'm going to find out about the Moonstruck situation.
Sounds good.
You better have that $2 bill ready.
That's right. Have it in my purse. Do you have yours ready?
I do not, because I know I'm right.
Okay,
see you guys next time.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you all. Like and subscribe.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah!
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.